There's, but what we're going to be talking about tonight is why this is the healthiest way, not only to lose weight, but the healthiest way to live, because we have food products. We have food products. Yes, we have nutrition, and nutrition is a key piece of this, but our program is a food program. And let me give you a couple of statistics. Dave and I are going to play good cop, bad cop. He's going to be the good cop, and I'm going to be the bad cop. And I'm going to give you some facts and figures about what's in our food supply from a processed food perspective, and hopefully help you to elevate your mission, your passion, your vision for how important it is for you to tell your friends, for you to tell your family, hey, we got to get off of this processed food, not only from a weight perspective, but because what we're doing is killing ourselves. So here are a couple of statistics, and then I want Dave to respond to them and talk a little bit about, you know, our program. So one of the things that's in a lot of processed food is corn sweeteners. In the 50s, the average American was consuming 11 pounds of corn sweeteners a year. In the year 2000, and I don't even have statistics from 2010 or 2013, but in the year 2000, we went from 11 pounds to 85.3 pounds. You wonder why we're gaining weight? We're eating 74 pounds more of high fructose corn syrup and other corn sweeteners. 75 pounds a year. U.S. fast food from 1970 to 2010. We were spending $6 billion on fast food in 1970. In 2010, in the U.S., we've spent $170 billion on fast food. That's a 2,500% increase. So you may not be eating lots of fast food, but I guarantee you your neighbors and your friends are eating lots of fast food. So, Dave, maybe you can respond a little bit to the idea of sweeteners and fast food and how our food is just as fast and certainly far more nutritious, and then I'll jump on another subject or two and let you respond.
Okay, great, David. Could you hear me?
I can.
The first thing I want to just very quickly, corn. Corn is, it's sort of the big lie. Corn is the food that you should probably take out of your diet. And the reason why, and I'll give you a statistic. I'm going from memory, but someone can fact check me if you like. The Seminole Indians in South Florida stood over 6 feet tall and weighed around 175 pounds on average when they were put on reservations and taught to eat corn. When they began to eat corn, they are now an average of 5'9.5" and 210 pounds, okay, shorter and fatter, because corn doesn't nourish you the way any – it's not a true base core food. So corn shouldn't be in your diet, period. Secondly, the byproducts of corn oil, and high fructose corn syrup are also inadequate. So let's just – understand this, that if you were to concentrate alcohol, like fuel, car fuel, the way that you concentrate high fructose corn syrup, then it would be the equivalent of putting rocket fuel into your lawnmower. Literally, that's how imbalanced the molecules of high fructose corn syrup are within the human body, simply not built for this machine. But let's go on to fast food. Fast food is the ultimate lure for high fructose corn syrup, and the reason why, and we're talking about 7-Elevens and AMPMs and all of the other fast locations, where you go in and you buy some fairly cheap food, bought made with cheap ingredients, typically fried, with very little nutrition, and we know that. But then, to make things worse, we top it off with a 64-ounce high fructose corn syrup beverage. And the reason why is because of the perceived value. Your dinner is $5, but for $5.15, you could make it a meal and add the beverage. And so everybody adds the beverage. And the dirty little secret is, even if they charge you 20 cents for the Coke, they're making 1,000% profit on that. So if they break even on the hamburger, they're making all of their money on the soda. That's why they don't want you to buy coffee. That's why they don't want you to buy a water. They want you to buy a fountain drink, because the massive markup, and the massive markup is caused because of the rocket fuel sweetener that allows them to sweeten and color and flavor totally artificially something that will fill your belly with bubbles and energy from sugar and all this stuff that goes away quickly. But the bottom line is the convenience, it's false advertising, completely luring you in. And, you know, the bottom line is that the original fast food was the fast food that you could grab on the go from a tree, from a plant, a leaf, a root, a stem, a bark, or a fruit, a vegetable. You know, these were the original fast foods. And if you think about it, when you're doing the transformation, grabbing half of an apple takes about 1 second. Eating it takes about 2 minutes. That's the ultimate fast food. Power shakes, master aminos, and flex foods, those are the fastest foods on the planet. And
nice.
Versus the other food, the most nutritious.
So let's talk a little bit, you know, you're talking about the lure and the concept of, you know, not really maybe realizing what's, you know, what's in your food. I was blown away by a couple of statistics that really surprised me. There are about 10,000 food substances that are allowed in our food supply, considered generally recognized as safe. Of those 10,000 food substances, one-third have been introduced by the food manufacturers with no testing. One-third of those ingredients have not been tested by the FDA. So genetically modified ingredients, chemicals, fertilizers, pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, hexanes, synthetic vitamins, pharmaceuticals, poisons, all these things, depending on the dosage, are considered generally recognized as safe, but we're not sure what they do because they haven't been tested. Well, guess what? There's a little coincidence here, which is that heart disease and cancer and diabetes and autism and food allergies are all on the rise. And, you know, it's just not good for us. So I don't know if anyone knows which of those chemicals is causing which of those diseases. But obviously, when you're consuming things that are genetically modified and synthetic, there's always that chance that something like that happens. Now, Dave, I know you've been an advocate for 20-plus years of saying no genetically modified ingredients are going to come into my facility, no synthetic ingredients are going to come into my facility. Tell me a little bit more about your philosophy of natural versus synthetic and genetically modified versus organic.
Well, life is about choices, David. Life is about choices. I took my daughter to a baseball game, and my buddy came along and brought his son, and both the kids were like 5 years old. And I asked my daughter, I said, "Okay, Chloe, what do you want for breakfast? Do you want the oatmeal? Do you want the fruit bowl? Do you want the buckwheat pancakes? Do you want the, and I gave her four or five options. And she chose what she wanted to eat. And then all of a sudden I noticed that the other father looked at his child and said, "What do you want for breakfast?" And he said, "Chicken fingers and a chocolate malt." And chicken fingers, French fries, and a chocolate malt. And the dad said, "Okay." And maybe it's because they were having a good time that day. Maybe that was an exception. But the bottom line is, if you give somebody who doesn't have a point of reference a choice, what do you think they're going to choose, David? Come on.
They're going to choose the best tasting, easiest, cheapest stuff.
Well, so the problem is we're not 5 years old anymore, David, okay? And, of course, the world is going to be full of many, many options, but here's the beautiful news. here's the amazing part, is that when you shop at Purium or when you follow Purium lifestyle guidelines, you avoid all of that. You avoid all of the potential for, you know, for falling into those holes. And so very quickly, I want to tell you that there's prevention and there's treatment, okay? Treatment is what you do after you've made bad choices, had an accident, or a mistake happens. Prevention is what you do to make sure you never need treatment. When you make good decisions, you walk into a mall. Okay, I'm going to use a graphic example, David Litt, and I apologize for this, but when I go to Amsterdam, I'm like, what are you talking about? They've legalized drugs, legalized prostitution, and I'm like, this is, you know, chaos. But here's the thing. 99.9% of the people who live in that city never visit those institutions. So just because McDonald's is there, just because the food that kills you is there, don't act as though, well, it's legal, so it must be okay. They advertise, so it must be okay. That's the mentality of a child. And we've got to move beyond that. But the good news is that when you're ready to move beyond that and you need to make good decisions, our whole purpose, David, our whole purpose, as you started out to say, was I wanted to make sure when someone made that decision, David, that they would never be disappointed by my company, that we would give them the purest food, the most healing food, the most nutrient-dense, low-calorie, non-GMO, organic, raw, non-irradiated, non-pasteurized, non-homogenized. We wanted to make sure that when you finally made that adult decision to take care of yourself the way that your grandmother would if she was making the choices for you, when you begin to make adult decisions, we wanted to be there to back you 1,000%.
Well, here's the good news, and this is a great way
to wrap
up.
Did that sound critical of people? I apologize.
No, because here's the great news, is that your body knows what's good for you. So even though your brain may be easily distracted at the most recent shiny object it saw in regards to advertising or something that looked good on the TV or, you know, whatever, the reality is your body knows, and Matthew spoke to that earlier, which is that if you do the 10-day transformation, if you detoxify your body, if you eat good, clean, plant-powered food, and you're not filling your body with corn sweeteners, and you're not filling your body with genetically modified ingredients, and you're not filling your body with synthetics, and all of those things that are in processed food, whether you like it or you don't, then your body is going to tell you in a very short period of time that this is a good decision for you. And that's the beauty of this 10-day transformation. And Dave, you were the one who pointed it out from a business perspective, is that the results that people get are so profound and so immediate that from a business perspective, there's no question that when you change your food to Purium food, your body will tell you that that's a good decision. So why don't you share a little bit more on that insight, if
you
could, Dave.
Absolutely, David.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Integrity is everything. Being truthful to yourself, honest with yourself, knowing yourself is so powerful and so important. And so when you look at Purium and you want people to trust you, you want people to believe you, this is amazing. If you could get them to trust you for 4 days, that's the first 4 days of the transformation, get them to do a 10-day commitment. How many companies have you ever worked for that you could convince somebody in 10 days that you're the very best available? Convince somebody in 10 days that they want more of what you got. Convince somebody in 10 days that they look, feel, and perform like a much younger person than they did just 10 days before. Purium has done something so amazing for those who are in the business of Purium. We've given you a big door. You lead people to the door. You take them through that door, and that door is an entry to a new life. And when they step through that door, it's a 10-day transformation. That's all. You're not waiting 30 or 60 or 90 days for somebody to be convinced. Because if you know me, I'm easily distracted in 10 minutes, much less 10 days. But if you get somebody's focus for 10 days, you are going to change their life, and they will never forget what got them there, and they're going to want more of it. From a marketing perspective, you could promise them, as I did at my last lecture, when they asked me, how much does this cost? And I told them, it is essentially free. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, most of my friends spend at least $20 a day on average. Not every day, but if you add in that restaurant or that night out to the money you spend on any bottled water, alcohol, restaurant food, anything that you're not going to spend money on during those 10 days, most people save money net-net. Imagine not spending any more than you were spending and losing between 5 and 25 pounds, as people have done, breaking your addiction to food, detoxifying your body, and empowering your mind. In 10 days, are you kidding me? So from a marketing perspective, all you have to do is tell somebody, we have 90-day results in 10 days. We have a 60-day money-back guarantee on a 10-day transformation, which means after not spending any money, essentially, if you're not satisfied, we'll give you the money back, 100% of it. And I'll tell you right now, nobody's returned this thing, and we've had hundreds of people, thousands of people who have done it.
Well, you know, this is a business of duplication, and speed is the magic ingredient in duplication, and so is passion. And so that's why I was so excited to do this training call here this evening, is because the idea of hundreds and thousands and tens and thousands and hundreds of thousands and ultimately millions of people that are on a mission of getting folks off of processed foods, off of corn sweeteners, off of genetically modified ingredients, so that their friends and their family don't go through the pain of heart disease and stroke and cancer and diabetes and autism and Alzheimer's and all these things that are hurting us or killing us. It's going to make a difference. So, you know, our choices are getting narrowed down. The food manufacturers are making more and more choices for us, and those choices are getting worse and worse. There's genetically modified salmon coming out into the marketplace. We haven't even tested genetically modified corn and genetically modified soy and all of these things that we believe may be causing the cancer and the heart disease and the stroke and the diabetes. And yet now we're going to go and instead of plants, we're going to go after salmon. So we've got to stop the insanity, and we are focused on this mission of getting people off of processed food, breaking their addiction to processed food, and losing weight as well. So thanks so much for joining us and importantly sharing that mission with Dave and Matthew and myself. And we're really excited about what this year brings from a health standpoint as well as a wealth standpoint for everyone on this line here this evening. So thanks so much for joining us, Dave. Thanks so much for opening up your retreat to Matthew and for opening up our minds on what's possible in eating green foods and just good stuff happening all over the place.
All right. Look forward to meeting you, Matthew, and looking forward to Thursday.